Would you please stand for the reading of God's word? I'll be reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, beginning with verse 8. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." This is the word of the Lord. You may be seated. Children, I have a question for you this evening. What's the best news that you have ever heard? What's the greatest news that you've ever been given? The kind of news that gives you so much happiness that you will almost explode. The kind of news that gives you great joy. The kind of news that makes you so excited that you can't help but just burst out into laughter. Have you ever gotten news like that? Maybe some of you have even gotten news like that even today. Like tonight, you can pick out one gift and open it before all the elves. Anyone gotten news like that? Or maybe you've gotten good news like this. We're getting a puppy for Christmas. Anyone gotten that kind of news? Some of you parents want me to stop talking. Maybe you've gotten news like, we're going to grandma's on Christmas morning. Some of you older children, maybe children at heart, have gotten some really good news this year. News like, the Texas Rangers won the World Series. Or maybe more important news, you got a promotion. You got a raise. You passed all of your exams. Today is the last day of chemo. You're going to have a baby that you've long been waiting for. What's the greatest news that you've ever heard? You see, good news can be a powerful thing. It could turn a bad day and make it instantly better. Good news can be infectious in a way that when you hear something good, you can't wait to tell it to someone else. Have you heard the good news? In a world that is often consumed with so much bad news, we need good news. And this Christmas Eve, I want to tell you some good news. In fact, I would argue it's the greatest news that you will ever hear. Better than any news that you have ever received before. You see, 2,000 years ago, some angels came to a bunch of shepherds and they announced good news. I want you to look with me at Luke chapter 2, verse 8. It's there in your bulletin. I want you to imagine this, children. A bunch of smelly, dirty shepherds keeping watch over their sheep. They're working hard in the middle of the night to make sure that none of the sheep wander off. And suddenly an angel appears. Can you imagine? Suddenly there's an angel. In verse 8, we're told, in this region there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night, and an angel of the Lord appeared to them. And the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. Why were they afraid? Because they were minding their own business, and an angel appeared before them. Can you imagine what that must have been like? But now I want you to listen to what the angel said. Verse 10, the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Did you hear what the angel said, children? Don't be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy. What is this good news? And why should it give us great joy? Well, then the angel announces the birth of Jesus by describing him in three ways. And what I want you to know this Christmas Eve is why the birth of Jesus is good news and why it should give all of us great joy with what the angel said. And so I want you to look with me at verse 11. We're just looking at one verse tonight. The good news of the birth of Jesus. This is what the angel said. First, Jesus is the Savior. Look with me at verse 11. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior. The first word that the angel used to describe Jesus is the word Savior. Now, to tell the news that Jesus is the Savior is to say that we need saving. Now, if you've grown up in church, you've grown up around church, or you've come on a Christmas Eve service before, you've likely heard this. Jesus is the Savior. But what does it actually mean? What are we saying when we say Jesus is the Savior? What is he saving us from? Why is it good news? Well, Savior of what? Why would the angels come and tear open the heavens just to proclaim this good news to a bunch of shepherds? It's good news because every single one of us needs salvation. Prophet Isaiah put it this way, Isaiah 9. The people who walked in darkness seen a great light. And those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shone. All of us walk in darkness, every one of us. The Apostle John described this darkness in his letter as sin. We walk in darkness. This darkness is sin. What is sin? Well, it's when we disobey God, when we make ourselves kings and we set ourselves against his kingdom. When we say our way is better than his. And that makes us his enemies. It makes us traitors. It makes us walk in darkness opposed to him who is the light. All of us walk in darkness. And John goes so far to say in his first letter that if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves. And the truth is not in us. In other words, every single one of us is full of sin. We walk in darkness. We need salvation. And that is why the angel announcing the birth of Jesus is good news. Because the angel said, we have been given a Savior. A Savior has come to us. A Savior has been born. The Gospel of Matthew tells us that the same angel appeared to Joseph, and he told him that his wife Mary would bear a son and call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Do you know what the name Jesus means? It means the Lord saves. That's right. It means salvation. That's what the name Jesus means. And that's why Christmas is such good news, because a Savior has been born. But that's not the only reason. The second word that the angel used to describe Jesus, not just a Savior, but Christ. Look with me again, verse 11. The angel announces, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ. Now, what does that mean? Well, some people hear the word Jesus Christ, and they think, well, that's just a name. As if Christ is Jesus' last name, Jesus Christ. But I want you to know that Christ isn't a name at all. In fact, it's a title. The word Christ is just a New Testament way of describing the Messiah. It's the word that's used in the Old Testament. And the Messiah was the long-awaited anointed one who would come and redeem the people of God. And throughout the Old Testament, we read all of the prophets waiting and foretelling this one who would come, the Messiah, who would come and save his people from their sins, who would redeem the people and make all things right again. Prophet Daniel described him in Daniel 9 as a prince who would come and redeem Jerusalem. The prophet Isaiah in Isaiah 61 would describe him as one who would bring good news to the poor, who would bind up the brokenhearted and proclaim liberty to the captives. And in just a couple chapters later, in Luke chapter 4, we see Jesus all grown up, stand up in the midst of the temple, and he reads from that same passage in Isaiah 61, and this is what he says: "Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." The angel proclaimed that not only is a Savior born, but it's the Messiah, the long-awaited Prince, the one who is prophesied, the one who is foretold, the one who is promised to come and save his people. And so when we say Jesus Christ, we're not just saying a name. We're actually making a profession of faith. We're saying Jesus is the Messiah. It's a declaration that the kingdom has come to us here and now in the person of Jesus. And that's the third and final thing I want you to know this Christmas Eve. Why is this good news? Well, not only is he Savior, not only is he Messiah, but the angel says that he is Lord. Look with me again, verse 11. The angel says, "Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord." What you might not know is that as the angel is making this announcement to these shepherds, there was a ruler reigning over them named Caesar Augustus. He called himself the Lord. In fact, he even called himself the Savior of the world, the one who was going to bring peace. And so as the angel is saying that Christ, the Savior, Jesus, this one is born, is Lord, this angel is saying, your Savior is not Caesar. Your Savior is not some government official. Your Savior is not some earthly king. But your Savior is the Lord God, taking on flesh and being born in a manger, taking the throne, not of power, but of poverty and humility in a manger. When we say that Jesus is Lord, we're saying really two things. One, we're saying he is God. To say that he is Lord is to say he is God, but we're also saying that he is King, that he is the ruler over all things, and that he is in charge. And the wonder and the good news of Christmas is that the kingdom of God has come to us in a baby. Isaiah put it this way, Isaiah 9, verse 6. "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, and of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end." So why is this good news? Why should this give us great joy that Jesus, the Savior, the Messiah, the King is born? Two words that are easy to pass up. I want you to look once more at the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verse 11. "For unto you," unto you. Why is this good news? Unto you, the Savior, the Messiah, the King of Kings was born for you. All of this God has done to redeem all things. All of these promises fulfilled on Christmas Eve for you, because he loved you, because he saw you in your sin, because he saw you in your need, because he saw you walking in darkness, he sent Jesus to you. And that is why it's the greatest news that we could ever hear, because to you is born this day a Savior who came to redeem you from your sins, a Messiah who is promised, who came and is one day will come again to make all things new, a King who took his throne on a manger so that one day he could die on a cross in your place and to rise again so that you could have life. The question for you and me this Christmas Eve is this. Have you heard the good news? Have you received the truth that Jesus Christ was born for you? And have you trusted in him alone for salvation? This is the good news for all people. That those who walk in darkness like you and me have seen a great light. Unto us, a child is born. Unto us, a son is given. Unto us, a savior, a messiah, and a king to redeem us from our sins and to make all things new again. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for this great gift, this good news that gives us great joy. And we pray, Lord, that you would help us now by your Spirit to receive this good news for what it truly is, that it would overwhelm us tonight as we go and we gather with friends and family and celebrate the birth of your Son, Jesus. We pray, God, that as we continue to sing, as we continue to hear and tell this good news to one another, that we would hear it in new ways and that we would see your Son, Jesus, as our Savior, as our Messiah, and our King. It's in his name that we pray. Amen.